Twinkle, twinkle, little star. What do you sing to your babies? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, rock-a-bye baby. What do you read to your babies? The Three Bears or Three Little Pigs? Nursery rhymes, maybe sing some Christian songs? We didn't have any of those things. Even before my son was born, I would read and sing the Psalms to him, all 150 of them. Imagine me with baby Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. A very special person wrote that.
The 150 Psalms are the most well-known and the most meaningful poems recognized throughout history. Half of them were written by King David.
Jesus knew the Psalms before he could walk. He could recite all 150 Psalms by heart as an older child. I know, you're probably thinking he had a pretty big advantage since he was Jesus. At least half of the Psalms were written by his ancestor, King David. And Jesus absolutely loved the Psalms. Besides, you probably know 150 songs by heart yourself. And our memories were much better than yours. We did the same things you do to memorize better. Put words to music, use rhymes, alliterations, acrostics. Many people today consider Psalms to be poetry, filled with flowery language and symbolisms, but not very useful for specific theological issues. Jesus did not feel that way. Throughout his ministry, Jesus quoted from the Psalms. His mastery of them allowed him to confound the religious experts about the most important topic of the time, the subject of the Messiah. Jesus asked them, "Whose son is the Messiah?" Now, the experts didn't know everything about the Messiah, but they were sure of one thing. The Messiah would be from the house of David, one of his descendants. So Jesus took their answer and completely crushed them. First, he told them that David was speaking by the Spirit when he wrote. Next, he quoted from Psalm 110, verse 1, "The Lord said to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.'" Jesus looked at them and said, "If David called him Lord, how can he be his son?" From that encounter, the religious experts should have started learning from Jesus who the Messiah really was. Instead, they continued to follow their own inaccurate perceptions, and that would lead to Jesus' physical death. And their spiritual death. See, David wrote Psalms throughout his life, regardless of his circumstances. He wrote whether he was being treated as an outlaw by King Saul or he was king himself. He wrote whether he was happy or sad, rich or poor, safe or in grave danger. He wrote songs of praise to God, but also complained to God. He wrote about whatever was important to him. That's one reason so many people have always related to what he wrote. So whether you're happy or sad, prosperous or poor, safe or in danger, you will find Psalms to comfort and encourage you. Or maybe accompany you as you suffer through a situation. No matter how much you think you know about God and His ways, the Psalms can shine light on new facets of God. Just think how the world would change if everyone followed the first few lines of the first psalm. "Blessed is the person who doesn't walk with the wicked or stand with sinners or sit with those who scorn, but who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Where do you suppose that line might have come from? We'll go back in time to when Joshua first took over from Moses. He was about to take leadership over multitudes of people, to be a general over a vast army. Rather than a thick book of instructions, here's what God told Joshua to do. Take the book of the law and meditate on it day and night. Oh, and guess what? Jesus is the English name for Joshua. Yeshua. More important than King David's feelings were his faithfulness to God. His writings portray a man completely devoted to God. He knew that God was God and he was not. He completely understood that he was God's servant. God himself testified that King David was a man after God's own heart. What do you think that means? A man after God's own heart. Well, if you read the Psalms, there are many things you will learn about God's heart. God wants to be recognized for being who he is. One definition of the word glorify is to recognize the true worth of something. When David stops to think about who God is, he drops to his knees in awe and wonder. David recognizes that the whole world of nature stands in awe at the glory of God. As he wrote in Psalm 96, "Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar. Let the fields and everything in them be joyful. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy." People sometimes ask me, what was Jesus' favorite scripture? It makes me smile. It's like asking a parent which is their favorite child. Jesus absolutely treasured every verse of scripture because it's all God's words. But if I was forced to pick a verse from Psalms that he loved, I would choose, "Open my eyes that I may understand wondrous things in your law." Psalm 119, verse 18. See, Jesus knew that to truly understand God's word, you have to read it, meditate on it, discuss it with others, and have God open your eyes. He was willing to do that because he treasured every word from God. What might it do for your understanding if you quoted that verse every time you started to read the Bible? "Open my eyes that I may understand wondrous things in your law." One of the many benefits of Psalms is how it was used to bind the Jewish community together. The Hallel is the Jewish prayer, which is the recitation of Psalm 113 through 118. It's recited on such joyous occasions as Passover, Hanukkah, and Rosh Chodesh. Well, another example of a binding use of the Psalms is the way we use the 15 songs found in Psalm 120 to 134. These had various names, such as the Song of Ascents, Song of Steps, or Pilgrim Songs. Four of these are linked to David and one to Solomon. Among other things, these were sung or recited by the Jewish pilgrims as they traveled to Jerusalem for the three pilgrim festivals. Imagine 20 families ascending the hills toward Jerusalem, chanting those psalms in unison over and over, the ecstasy and rapture they would have on their faces when they finally reached the southern steps of the temple and recited one psalm, taking one step, reciting another, taking another step, until they finished all 15 Psalms. God is merciful and loving. God is just. God is compassionate. God is patient. The list goes on and on and on. If you want to know the heart of God, read the Psalms. Well, you cannot read any of the Psalms without seeing that David was as close to God as to any human being. David talked to God like he would to any person. And God wants to have a close relationship with his people. Do you want to know God? Read the Psalms. Many were written by a man who had the heart of God. Is it important to know God? It's so important that Jesus addressed the topic with some of his last words. Not long before Jesus was betrayed and killed, he prayed to God. Here's what my son said. This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is knowing God and Jesus. I know them both.